flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
It's true. It is Friday, and everyone's looking forward to the weekend. Like, all Rebecca Black does is speak the truth.
Just speaking truth.
Right, just spitting fire and speaking truth.
Please stop.
Absolutely please stop. Not. She is the original Sigma.
The Riz, stop it.
Riz is no cap.
Oh, Zach's never going to want to come on the show again.
No, he'll be all about this.
Oh, man, I'm just sore from patting myself on the back so hard. My name is Mitch Nelson, a.k.a. Thunder. Mason Crosby's here. Tommy Wirst is here as well. Joining us now, joining the kicker is the snapper, Zach Treiner. Zach joins the Mason Crosby Show. How you doing, my man?
Good morning, everyone. I used to listen to that song for my first job painting walls at school, so that was a throwback and an excellent way to start.
Isn't it? It's like it's just like all the feels.
Yeah, right.
I love that. Your first job painting walls at school.
Good for you, man. That's a great job.
You've had some interesting jobs. And hey, before I want to dive into this real quick because I've been laughing the whole show because I didn't correct Mitch, and it will probably sound familiar to you. He's been saying our guest coming on is Zach Treiner.
Treiner?
Trine?
Is it French?
Zach, how long did you let me call you by the wrong pronunciation whenever we were together in Green Bay?
Trinner?
It's Trinner. Yeah,
so it's Czech. It's Trinner. It used to have the nice little accent over the I.
You need two N's, though. It's got to be two N's for Trinner. They spell your name wrong.
Once we came to America, we changed it a little bit. But I actually had a coach. I didn't correct him either just because I'm not like the confrontational type. If you're calling me something, I'm in the facility still, so that's fine. But even him and Mason, it was like 3 months. And he was like, wait, your name is Trinner? And he was like kind of mad at me for not correcting.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, like I remember it vividly. I'm like, he finally corrects me. Or I heard someone, I was like, dude, your last name is pronounced Trinner? And I just like turned and walked away. Just like, why did you, like, what are you doing? Like, I've known you for like 6 months now. Like, why did you not tell me like your last, I was saying your last name wrong this whole
time. The rest of the day.
I'm calling him ZT from now on. What's up, ZT? How you doing, ZT? My man?
Hey.
All right, so Zach Trenor, long snapper. He was in Green Bay for part of a season through training camp. Again, unfortunately, like we didn't have a long time together, but you're still one of my favorite guys that I got to be around in the locker room. And then you go to Tampa Bay, and you play there from 2019 to 24 and win a Super Bowl.
Boo!
Unfortunately, came through Green Bay on that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that game and your. You had such an interesting career, right? And path to it. So tell us a little bit about that, like how it all started. You started working in the finance world, and then you went to Assumption College. Just tell us about your journey into the NFL.
Yeah, I have had an interesting one. So I actually started playing lacrosse in upstate New York, and then they didn't have a football team, but I still had the itch. So I was doing one-on-ones with all the other lacrosse guys that said they could play football. And then one day I was like, no, I got to go play football. So I transferred to Assumption Division II Catholic school in Massachusetts. I struck gold there because I had a head coach who is now the head coach at JMU and just took special teams really seriously. We ran a pro-style punt for whatever reason, so I had to block. And I thought, you know what, I'll give this thing a shot. And that took much longer than I thought. When I said, I'll give this thing a shot, I was assuming, I'll get in a year or two. And it took 4 years to get in. So I graduated in 14, 15. My rookie year was 2019. And then in the in-between, the bills don't pay themselves. So I worked for Fidelity Investments, selling mutual funds out of Rhode Island and New Hampshire. So I've had a bit of a journey there. And then that ultimately got me to Tampa Bay and had a bunch of stops along the way.
Man, yeah, I know. Like, Zach, we always had a great time because I'd always make you give me your stock pick of the week and kind of try to lead me in a direction. Most of the time, it was out of tongue in cheek and kind of trying to troll you a little bit. But you had some good ones for me, and we had some fun with that. But let's talk about something Mitch talked about. And he was talking on, I think it was Tuesday or Thursday, that he thought if at 14, if he just decided that he wanted to long snap and worked really hard and did it, that he probably could have been an NFL long snapper. What is your thoughts on that? Obviously, with your journey, an extremely talented long snapper, it took you 4 years to get into the NFL. Do you think Mitch Nellis could? Yep. Could be a long snapper if he had just tried really hard.
Zach, before you answer that, just so you know, I'm 6 foot, probably about 210, played high school basketball and baseball, but I am a Framingham native. So we are both Massachusetts natives. So before you answer that, just remember, no disrespect to Massachusetts.
Okay, I see what you're doing there, so I'll try to remove the bias. But ultimately, yeah, I do think, if you put a couple of pounds on and then just worked really hard, I'm just an average guy. I happen to have the frame that's above average, but I never took snapping seriously. I snapped 1 year at Assumption my senior year just because they needed someone and just raised my hands. Happy to help. And then from there, I remember going to these camps and all the big school guys would snap. And I'm like, holy cow, these guys are, pretty smooth with it. And then I realized they dedicated their whole life up to this point to do it, and I wasn't that far away. So I was like, you know what? Let's buckle down on this thing for, a year or so.
Let's lean in.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's lean into it. And then the North Star was really hey, whenever I take a step backwards, I'll reassess. Unfortunately, it was a slow start. It was a local day with the Patriots, rookie minicamp with the Texans, OTAs with the Jets, and then practice squad with the Packers through preseason. Those were all four consecutive years, but it just snowballed eventually, and I was like, oh, shoot, I think this could actually come to fruition.
Nice.
And it sure did. And then, so you go to
Tampa. Hard work. That's the message here, right?
Hard work. Yeah.
Hard work is good work, Mason.
Yep. And Zach, no one worked harder than Zach. I remember, I appreciated his work ethic, his positive attitude, and the way he, approached every day. And so, we're talking to Zach Trenor. not Treinor.
Nicely done, nicely done.
Yeah. Of the you finished the season with Miami Dolphins, you know, played what, five seasons with Tampa Bay, and unfortunately you came through Green Bay in 2020 and knocked us off in the NFC Championship on your way to winning a Super Bowl coming up next week. I'd love to hear kind of your take on how that felt and like what your, you know, what that week leading up to the Super Bowl was for
that
you
2 weeks
in that journey,
right?
In that 2 weeks, yeah. Kind of like, you know, maybe just tell the listeners what that experience was like on your side of things.
Yeah, definitely. So when I came in, Ted Thompson was still the GM, and then Goody came in and they ended up drafting Hunter Bradley. So we had, that was like my first NFL like head-to-head competition. And to this day, Hunter and I are still good friends. And I just think that's something that maybe the listeners might not be aware of you're trying to compete for this. There's only one job, right? There's two dogs and one bone. And every year this happens, no matter the position, someone's brought in and they say, you know, best man wins.
Prove it.
And so I ultimately lost that. And so for me, that was my drive. I was like, okay, I know I can do it, but that year, that preseason, I wasn't able to put it together. So what can I learn from there? What can I move forward and improve on? And ultimately, that led me to the Bucs, which the following year, we ended up, the NFC Championship game was, like you had mentioned, in Green Bay. So for me, that meant a little bit more. Like, that was really cool to see the guys that I had seen. I think Gray's still working over there for the player development. Like, there was just some guys over there that were really impactful for me in my stay in Green Bay. So then, you know, I had a very little part in that game, but that game was amazing. It was in the middle of COVID, but it was still like half full. They gave all the fans those big old signs that they hit on the stand to make it seem like it was full. Like, it was just an amazing time. So that game was really special for me. And then leading into the Super Bowl, it was one thing that caught me by surprise is like there's that week of rest, if you will, or week of practice. And then, which we're in right now, and then the following week is the game. So I had like an entire week to just think about what a legacy would be like. And you kind of have to fight, like, you can't just avoid the negative situation. So you're like, okay, if I do mess up, what would that look like? Okay, how would I handle that? Okay, now what would success look like? How would I handle that? Because if you just avoid it, like, it just becomes this thing.
It's a lot of thinking.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of time to just think. So that part was challenging. And then once you get to the week of, you're like, all right, I'm back in it. I know what to do. And then the one regret I have is Tom Brady gave, like, he didn't really give many speeches during the year, but he gave like this amazing speech pregame. But the specialists were on the field warming up. But man, when I see the guys' faces coming out of the locker room, they're like, dude, you just missed the best speech ever. And I was like, okay, first of all, we're going to win this game. And second of all, someone please tell me what he said.
Help me out.
Did somebody get it on video at least?
I don't think so, but it was essentially about legacy. And like, you work your entire life for this exact moment. So no matter how you feel, no matter what happens, no matter what happened, right now is where you're supposed to be. You're built for this. Like, let's go do this thing together and finish it out. And like, he just waited for that exact right moment to say something and speak up, and it worked.
I know Mason's going to have a lot of thoughts about that, because that is definitely a message that Mason preaches as well. But I got to ask Zach Treinor, joining us, professional long snapper, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. So you grew up in Massachusetts.
I did, yeah. I grew up in Marshfield.
Was there, like, you're on the Bucks, and all of a sudden, Tom Brady's the quarterback. Like, was there any element of like, oh my gosh, like, I used to watch this guy, now we're teammates. Like, was there any starstruck? Was there any like, this is kismet meant to be? Like, I'm teammates with Tom freaking Brady, who, like, I used to watch, you know, win Super Bowls. Were you a Patriots fan growing up, et cetera, et cetera?
Did you give him any financial tips?
No, did you advise him to get away from the crypto at some point?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a story maybe off air.
Sure, but, sure, fair.
I did. So I remember watching his first Super Bowl against the Rams. I was in my basement, like, with my grandparents and my mom. And, like, I remember watching that game specifically. My first ever NFL experience, I went to an inter-squad scrimmage with the Patriots back at their old stadium. Oh, nice. They randomly picked me to go on the field, and I got to meet Ben Coates and took a picture with him. So, like,
great tight end.
I do, yeah, an amazing Gronk before Gronk. So, yep. Like, he is, those are my experiences. The foundation of my football love comes from and through New England, and Tom Brady had a lot to do with that. So when he did get there, I did make sure to like go out of the way when he first got there, like, hey, I'm from Massachusetts. This is really cool. I'm really happy to be your teammate and have you here. And he was gracious about it. And but I just tried to get that over with, so it wasn't like a, you know, googly eyed the whole time.
Absolutely. No, that's awesome.
And then, and that's something about you, Zach. Like, you were always just so, you know, concise in, like, how you did things. And, like, I knew you were going to make it whenever you were in Green Bay. you know, again, too, like, Hunter and I are really close as well. It was a tough situation, them drafting, you know, a long snapper. It was, you know, it was a long shot. A lot of back and forth on, like, who, you know, they had to make a tough decision not keeping you, you know, in that you know, moment. And I still remember in that season, though, we go and play the Patriots in New England, and you came and we saw you the night before the game. You come and hang out, and that just speaks to like the character of who you are, that you would like put that, you know, all that aside, and like, you know, your pride and all those things aside, and your ego, and come and still say hi to the guys, you know, all the relationships that you formed. And I say that on the show a lot, like, that's what it's about, right? It's about the team, the teammates, the guys, the people in that locker room and in those buildings that make it all worth it.
I forgot that we had done that. That was an amazing. Yeah, we went to a steak dinner.
Yeah,
I showed up to, like, it was post team meeting.
I think you came out with my parents and stuff.
What are
you
doing here? Yeah. yeah, that was fun. To your comments, that literally is what it's all about. Because 1 year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, the jerseys change, or the jerseys are off your back, and you still have the relationship. So I echo everything that you had just said.
Yeah, so you ended the season with the Dolphins this year. You know, kind of what does the future hold for Zach Trenor?
Yeah, so the finance love was a double-edged sword. So I actually was doing some finance stuff the past 12 months. We had a new baby, and
congrats.
I was actually doing that almost full-time, some private equity stuff, and more of like an identity crisis. You're like, what happens if football ends? Like, what happens? Who am I? And so I poured into that a little bit and got a little distracted. And that ultimately ended up one of the reasons why I had lost this head-to-head competition. So to give you the short story, but I quit that in the middle of the season, this private equity stuff, on a Thursday. I had called in and resigned formally. And then Friday, I had a family friend call out and like, hey, I know you're trying to get into finance. We have this, you know, big household finance name, big family office that has an extra seat on their plane. If you want to go hang out with them for the weekend, it's like, man, that is amazing. But I've been praying through this, and I just can't help but think this is the wrong path for me. And then that Sunday, the Bucs snapper gets hurt, and I'm back with the Bucs on Monday. So like, there is a divine element to my journey, and I maybe just was not listening as closely as I should have the past 12 months, but I'm back on the football path and trying to clear out as many distractions as possible.
I love that. And I love how you put that. What would you say to young aspiring long snappers, you know, AKA like a Mitch Nellis, 14-year-old type, if they're trying to get into that world, and it's something that, you know, that they have interest in, like, kind of what are some, you know, pieces of advice you give, you know, young players, you know, trying to aspire to get to that next level?
Yeah. The great thing about where we are today is like growing up for me, I had Lonnie Paxton's jersey growing up. He was a long snapper for the Patriots back in the day.
He's the one who did the snow angel after the kick against the Raiders. Absolutely.
He has pioneered the long snapper celebration.
Amazing.
So I just grew up liking that position. But my point is, back then, there wasn't really YouTube videos or Instagram. Nowadays, like, if you wanted to learn that, there's a ton of videos online. There's a ton of resources. I have certainly... when people have reached out to me on Instagram, where I have met people to just meet up and snap together, like, I'm more than happy to do that.
That's so cool.
And so through those relationships, if I was 14 now, like, there's a ton of material to consume in your living room, and then go out to the field and do it yourself. And then ultimately just reach out to, you know, you can hit up everyone in their DMs, but, you know, someone's going to be close, or someone knows someone that snapped in college or something, and that's really all you need, just one person to just give you an in and work out with them. But yeah, there's a ton of resources now.
You have to be bold and you have to be willing to work. Like those are,
that's right.
Those are like just common, you know, it seems like it's such a simple recipe to success, but it is so hard to do on a consistent basis. But you have to continue to be bold. You got to be willing to fail, and you got to put in the, you know, the time and the work and the effort. I say that all the time on the show. I talk to my kids. I talk to, you know, Nolan, who's aspiring to, you know, be an athlete and like wants to, you know, get to the next level. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing when no one's watching? Like, are you working hard? Are you doing all the little things? So before we let you go, I know you're obviously you're a big football guy. You watch sports, you know, intimately. You do, you know, you cover, you know, you look at everything. What do you think about this matchup coming up next week, Chiefs and Eagles? And who do you got in this fight? Who do you think's going to win this game? Early prediction.
I'm excited about it. I think I'll give you the political answer up front. My wife hates it, but I don't necessarily care who wins. I hope for a good game. That said, like if the Chiefs win, to witness three in a row is just amazing. Like, it's easy to dismiss winners nowadays. Like, look at Alabama when Saban was there. Like, people just get tired of it. But to do that back to back to back times is simply amazing. So on that side, I would easily cheer for that. And then on the other side, like, Philadelphia is just grinding it out. I think when I was in the Miami, I was talking with the punter over there. I was like, the Eagles are like the quietest at the time, 13-2 team in the league.
Yeah.
And they're old school football. They have a big old line. They run the football. So if you love football, like traditional football, it's easy to root for the Eagles there. And the way that Jalen Hurts handled himself at Alabama, I think when we're talking about character, the spirit of this conversation, like, he handled that amazingly, and now look at him. He's gone to two Super Bowls in 3 years. So
that's a great point.
It's really easy to root for these guys, and I just hope it's a good game, honestly.
All right, so you're not going to make a prediction. You just want to, like, you're just hoping for the best. You just want to have
Yeah, I know that.
Call him out, Mace.
Come on. I want to hear your predictions, Zach. Come on.
I'm going to say one team, and then I'll just be secretly rooting for myself to be right, and I'll ruin the.
I'm going to start calling you Zach Treiner again if you. I think there was a moment in time Zach thought I just hated him. I was.
Like, why is this guy calling me by the wrong name all the time?
This guy just hates me.
There was one time where I think I had messed up like field goals or something, or I messed up something for the day, and I'm pretty sure Mason didn't talk to me for a full 24 hours.
I would ice them out. I would ice people out occasionally.
Ouch.
And those were the hardest days. Like, it didn't matter if a coach or a GM or something like said something negative. I'm like, yeah, but Mason hasn't talked to me in like 36 hours right now.
Hey. Well,
I'm glad you guys made it through to the other side. Zach, thank you so much for taking the time today. Zach Treiner, long snapper, professional long snapper, the official long snapper of the Mason Crosby Show, at least this week.
For this week, yeah. I appreciate you, Zach. It was great catching up.
Thanks for having me, guys. This was fun.
Yep. Yeah. Stay in touch. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
Awesome. Great dude, Mace. Great dude, for sure. That's awesome. All right, we got to get to it because we got to get to your extra points, right?
Yep. All right. The weekend, the brain's moving. I got some thoughts. Reese and I talked about on our podcast the other day. So I'm gonna dive into it. We're gonna have some soul searching thoughts for the weekend heading into this weekend. So I'm excited about it.
Thanks again to Zach Treiner. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nels. This is the Mason Crosby Show. 12:50 a.m. 105.7 FM. The Fan. Our studios are powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.